Okay.
Roll.
Ready? Reggie, what got you into power boating?
I started when I was 8 years old using a power boat to water ski. About 14 I was racing, and shortly after I graduated from college at the University of North Carolina, I started racing on my own. And within about 3 years, by 1970, I was racing with the Mercury Factory Racing Team, which I did till 1978. And at that time, I began building the fountain power boats that you know of today.
Well, speaking of the fountain power boats, what was the first boat that you built? Can you describe the first boat you built?
The first fountain power boat that was built was actually built with Excalibur boats down in Florida. Bill Farmer owned that operation, and Don Abel was a very able person who built the boats for Bill, and Don helped me get the first ones built the way I wanted. So it was really a modified 31 Excalibur executioner built down in Florida, in Sarasota, at the Excalibur plant. And after they'd built 12 of them down there for me in Florida, I began building the boats up here, and I'd redone the boats, built a new tool for them by that time. And the first one that we built here was called the Fountain 33 Perfect 10 Executioner, and that started in 1979.
Now, your racing achievements are very impressive. For you, which one's your most impressive? What do you feel the best about and why of your racing accomplishments?
Well, you know, I like all the races I've won. It's a great feeling to win, and it's a terrible feeling to lose. I think some of the highlights of the career would have been the first world championship that I won while racing for Team Mercury back in the 70s with the Formula One boats. And then in racing the bigger boats, the fountain boats that I built, the first races that I won in the early 80s, I remember with first the Perfect 10, and then probably the first really big race I won that I, in all shore that I remember well, was in New Orleans somewhere around 1990, where we went there with a triple engine V-bottom and whooped up on all the 2 and 3 and 4 engine cats of the day there in New Orleans. That was a very important race that we won. And just any time that, you know, we win a race with our boats is always a highlight of the day and of the year for me.
You seem to have accomplished so much in your career. At this point, what would you say is your next ultimate goal?
Well, my next ultimate goal that you're asking about at this time is to get out of this terrible economy that we're currently in with everything still intact. It's a very challenging time, the most challenging time since I've been in business, and so I've got a goal of trying to work our way through it.
What advice would you give to somebody right now that's looking at getting into power boating, the visitors to the site? What can you pass on to them as far as advice for getting into power boating?
If you're going to get into a power boating, you first need to know what kind of boat that would serve your needs. Are you in a on a lake and in relatively calm water? You're going to be in the ocean a lot, or you're going to be in a combination of both? And I would suggest that what you do is to come to someone like us who has many, many years of experience in advising people as to what kind of product that they need to accomplish the needs that they desire to accomplish when they buy an offshore sports boat or a fishing boat or a cruiser. And we think we can offer you about anything out of the 25 models of boats that we have between the fountains and the Bajas, whether you're talking about sports boats, fish boats, or cruisers.
If you had to wrap up in terms of your business accomplishments, what are you most proud of with Fountain Power Boats and the things you've accomplished in 30 years now as the leader in high-performance offshore power boats?
I think I'm probably most proud of the fact that we started from nowhere back in 1978-79, and throughout the years I think we have become one of the best known names in the marine world for building a high quality, high performing boat. And I'm very proud of that fact, and the fact that we've been able to survive in a tough business for 30 years, proud of that fact too, and I hope that we can work through these challenging times that we're facing right now.
There you go.
That's it. Awesome. Okay.